Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Reish Ayin Zayin. We're really 114. We're trying to move on to 115 today. We read through Sif Aleph already. And we talked a little bit about why the door doesn't come a buses with Al Rasser. I want to go through Sif Aleph again with a couple more Nikudas, very important Nikudas on Achalomais. Says the Machaber over here once again. We start with the first case over here. We have different chashashos. When you're around candles and you're opening doors and stuff like that, there are different chashashos over here. The first one is the fact that we would all think about it also. The door itself opening could be a problem that could cause the wind of the door. Or when you open the door, you could allow the wind in from the outside that could blow out the candles. Ner shemunach acharei adelet. A ner that is behind the door, also leave toach adelet. You can't move toach adelet kidarko, says the Ramah. The normal way, we'll come back to this point, this is going to be a very important point in a second. Shemi yichabenu aruach, because we're afraid that it's going to blow out the candles. Avalino abdele kinegdo mutter, but to close the door, that's going to prevent the wind from blowing out the candles. That's what's going to be, to prevent malach, that's going to be mutter. Huadin machalon shikinegad aner shalashuch, and the same thing if there's a window, kinegad, the same thing, opening the window is a problem. Might blow out the candle, and then closing the window is not a problem. Let's stop over here 1 second and point out a very, very important machlokas. Comes the Magen Avraham, is actually found it only in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Dalet, Sif Katan Yud, but it's brought down over here in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Sif Katan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin Magen Avraham, Siman Tav Kuf Yud Dalet, Sif Katan Yud Yud, Dafilun Eina Ruach Minashi Vata. Even if the wind is not blowing right now, so if you open the door, you're not going to have any problems over here. Because the wind's not blowing. Gan King Yesh Lasser. You know it's going to be a windy night that night, but right now it's not blowing hard at all. You still cannot open the door. Because at any point it can start blowing then, it's going to go ahead and blow out the candles. So the Magen Avraham is not only worried about right now what's going to happen, but by you opening the door, what's going to happen in the future, that could also be problematic. Okay? And therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, you have to get rid of this Ramah. The Ramah, Dior Maschel, Kidarko over here. What's the Ramah saying? The Ramah is saying you can't open the door regularly. That will go ahead and blow out the candle. If you open up fast, it's going to blow out the candles. But if you would do it slowly, you would open the door gently, then it's not going to blow out the candle. It's going to be fine. What about what the Magen Avraham is tiny? The tiny, we don't care only about the door. We care about also the wind is going to come through the door. So therefore, the Magen Avraham basically has to take out this word in the Ramah, Kidarko, because it doesn't really matter. If you look in the Bir Hatev, oh, Aleph, he says, Toh, Soferu, Davel, Pishab, Uteach, Nachat, Mikomakom, Aruch, Menashe, V'Oser. Even if you open up the Delet slowly, it's still not going to help, because still the Ruach that's going to come from the outside is going to go ahead and blow out the candle. Okay, so therefore, that's the way the Magen Avraham would have to learn out this sugya. However, if you go out in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, V'yesh Mekilin Bazeh. There are Mekilin Bazeh. This is the Eli Rabba and the Matta Yehuda, the Ber Halacha, Divar Maschel HaRuach. He goes through this din over here. Okay, he brings on the way, so he says, V'yesh Mekilin Bazeh. Why? Because then the door's not going to blow out because I'm opening up gently. There's no wind right now. Okay, I have to worry about when's gonna happen later on when I actually open the door. Both Eli Rabbah and Matta Yehuda hold that you do not have to worry about the ruach that's gonna come later on. We have to worry about the one right now and now, and therefore they mekayim the gersa of the Ramah. If you're careful with both things, it's not windy right now and you open the door gently, it's not gonna blow out the candle, then it's going to be mutter. So at the end of the day, how do we pass in Alach Lamaisa? Then the Mishnah Berurah himself says over here, v'nirli d'makom adichak yish lahakel b'zek shobateach adel v'nachat la'at shalom yigam adel kufa l'ruach shiavo. The Mishnah Berurah is the shas of the chag that says your front door. You're not going to be able to leave the door. No, we'd say you go ahead and rely on the Eli Rabba, the Matta Yehuda over here, and you go ahead and open the door. I also heard this from Rav Berkowitz, also in Orchel Shabbos, Perik Tetzayin Har Yitzayin, that he wants to claim that if this is all, even the Magen Avraham would agree if the door is not so close to the candles. It's only when it's so close that if the wind was blowing, it for sure knock out the candles, that's when the Magen Avraham machir. But if it's further away, it's not for sure going to happen, then it's not less of a problem. Pashuto, if by opening the door, you now cause some type of cross breeze that's going to go ahead and blow out the candle, everyone's going to be machir over there where it's vadei going to go out. Now the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sifkan Zayin, where he talked about last yesterday, explains why it's not going to be a basis ledover ha'aser. Okay, let's just finish the mechaber again. If it's mekavu and the kotel behind the door, you can't open the door and close it. We're afraid the door is going to hit the candle itself and put it out. Open it and close it. If it's on the delt itself, which we saw once again, moving around the shaman and the candle, that itself, the etzem is aser. Omar chikor brings it further away from the wick, aser lepatcho lunolo, you cannot go ahead and open and close. V'ner shel shaiva, mutlif toch linol apopi, shu kavua bedelet, but if it's a ner shel shaiva, which doesn't have oil, it's just a wax candle, whereby moving it around doesn't really cause it, as long as you don't do it too strong, it's going to put it out, then even though it's kavua bedelet, it's going to be mutter, you're not moving it directly, even though candle's muksa, the door is not muksa, and we said before, the door does not become a basis, l'davar aser. What comes, one more thing that comes out very importantly, very halacha l'maisa, over here, comes out from the beginning of over here, as I stressed before, is if you prevent malacha from happening, that is not aser. A common example like this is, if you understand a little bit about these Shabbos clocks, the ones that plug in the wall and have those teeth to them, and you set the timer, okay? When the teeth are up, then it turns on. When the teeth are down, it turns off. And the big shaila is, let's say someone didn't set it right. Can you move those teeth around on Shabbos? Okay, are you allowed to move the teeth that it's going to change the teeth? So it's like this. Okay, Bash, this is the way the Shira Shah. Some poskim are totally machmer. I believe Ramosha in general was against timers altogether without getting into right now. But Ramosha and other poskim say you cannot play with the timer at all. Shmira Shabbos Kilkasa holds the folly. As long as you're moving the teeth, then it's going to prevent the malacha from happening. Like over here in the Ramah, it's going to be mutter to do. Therefore, let's say your timer is set to turn on at 7 o'clock in the morning. Okay, it's set to 7 o'clock in the morning, but you don't want it to turn on at 7 o'clock in the morning. So, okay, and it's going to go off again later on, I don't know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So 7 o'clock in the morning, you don't want it to turn on at 7 o'clock. So you could move the teeth that it's not going to turn on until 9 o'clock in the morning. Why? Because you're just preventing the malacha around. You're just preventing the lights from turning on. You're not causing the lights to turn on. You're causing them not to turn on. Causing malacha not to happen, that's going to be mutter. Hu adin, let's say the lights are on, or the hot plate's on, and you realize the guests are late, or the meal's running late, and the hot plate's going to turn off before you want it to turn off. Okay? You want it to stay on another hour. So once again, once the hot plate's on, and you set it, and you keep it on for another hour, you're just preventing it from turning off. You're preventing the malacha from happening. Therefore, it's going to be mutter to move the teeth that it's going to stay on long. But the opposite, that's going to be problematic. To make it turn off earlier than it was supposed to, you're causing it to turn off earlier. To make it turn on earlier than it was supposed to, you're goring the malacha is going to happen earlier. That's a much bigger problem. On Shabbos, Yontif, Yeshlodun, that could even be mutter on Yontif, because things are generally more mako when it comes to turning on off electricity when it comes to Yontif, and therefore that's what comes out halacha l'maisa. Once again, as I point out, Ramosha Chelik Dalet Simen Tzadi Aleph is against such a thing. One, I would say, does with very, very careful. Because at the end of the day, it's true. You are dealing with Sha'on Shabbat. You don't want to deal with it. This is only B'shas Tachat to rely on this. It comes to Zilzul and Shabbos and stuff like that. But Nikar to Din, that's what comes out of these halachas. So let's move on now and try and get through a bunch of these mechabs. Says the mechab receive base. If you have a big bonfire, what happens if a bonfire starts going out? What do? You take something and you fan it. When you fan a fire, that causes it to spread. It gets, lighting a barbecue also, you fan it in order to spread. So too over here, you can't open a door in front of a medura, in front of a man. Why? She krova katzas al adelet, which is a little bit close to the delet. Vafilu ain't sham el ruach mitzuya, even if it's just a ruach mitzuya, and a ruach mitzuya doesn't really spread it too much. But still, we are goes who are afraid of ruach sheina mitzuya, and therefore you can't open the delet in front of a banver. V'mayapatuach kinegda motu l'sagra. Once again, the same concept over here. If the door is open and it's blowing the fire, you go ahead and close the door if you want, because that's just preventing the malacha from happening. V'ein bo mishum mechaba. That is not the isra of mechaba. It's just preventing it from spreading more. Siv gimel. Shachach ner alatav. You forget the ner on the table. Davka shachach, if you purposely put the ner on the table is going to become a basis, and it's going to be muk, so you're not going to be able to move anything underneath. But you meant to move the candle before Shabbos, and you forgot. So you have this ner alatav. Okay, you have it on the board of the table. Minayir at the tav, you want the ner off the table right now. So minayir at the tav, is Farish Mishnah, you go ahead and shake off the candle, who no fell, afili mudalik. Even if the candle's lit, kal v'chomer, if the candle's already burnt out, and you're just dealing with a nair that is muksa, and you want to get out the table, you could go ahead and shake it off. What about the fact if you shake it off the candle, you're going to put out the candle? It says, "Rakshalo yichavin the chaboso." As long as your kavanah is not to put out the candle, you don't mind the candle stays on. You just want it off the table. Okay? Forgetting about all the fire hazards over here. But that's what you're doing over here. That's what the ma'isa would say. It's going to be mutter as long as it's not going to be a psik resh. Okay? If it's possible that it's going to go ahead and stay on, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, and see, cutting your dalet, minayim. You need the table, you need the board of the table. Therefore, you could shake it off. It's true, it's possible that the candle might go out when it falls out the table. It's still going to be mutter. It's not for sure going to happen. As long as your kavana is that it's not going to go out, and it's not for sure going to go out, therefore it's going to be mutter. Classic case of psikresha. The Dafkim Minar Benachas, the Meir says, you have to be careful to shake it gently. Don't shake it to our words for sure. Gonna go ahead and blow out. Moving on, says the Ramah. The Tov Lassos Ayde Yehudim, Malkom Shein Tzarech Kokach. If you have an option of doing this Ayde, even though it's Mutter Ayde Yisrael, better to do it through a Goy. This is another example. We just got through a Mihal Chazamir La'akum. In a case where it's Mutter, but it's iffy if a Jew could do it, but then they would allow you to do it B'Shas T'chak. Then for sure better to go ahead and have a guy go ahead and do it in order not to come onto all the kulas over here. Says the Mechabru Buvadshi Nirshal Shaiva. But you might be asking yourself, what about the whole din over here with the oil moving around? I shake it off, the oil's for sure gonna move around and it's gonna cause it to light better or get farther away from the wick. Therefore, says the Mechabru, this is only talking about wax candles. Or there is no more oil left in the candle. Okay, the candle's already gone out. There's no more oil left. If there's still shemen and the candle is lit, the wick is lit with the shemen, it's for sure going to get closer to the wick. And therefore, that's causing it to light up again, like we've seen many times before, that you're not allowed to go ahead and make the oil get closer to the wick on Shabbos. If you place the candle vidas on the table, you purposely left the candle on the table, asr linara, you're no longer allowed to. This comes a very important muksah din over here. It's mentioned later on, so mentioned Yud Aleph also, but it mentions it over here also, that the tavla now becomes the basis of the asr. Anytime you leave muksah on purpose, on a certain area, not only the muksah is muksah, whatever's underneath, holding up the muksah is also muksah. So therefore you'll be asr to go ahead and shake off the tabletop, sharia, tavla, ibasis, because the tavla itself is a basis l'davar asar, as the Mechaber says. Add the Ramah. Umikom makom, mutter ligabe tavla. You're allowed to touch the tavla. Not only that, you can even touch the candle. Ho, veinu metatla ner, as long as you're not gonna move the ner. Okay, why? Because the concept in Hilchos Muksa, you're allowed to touch Muksa. You're not allowed to move Muksa. Maybe you don't know this. You're allowed to touch Muksa, you're not allowed to move Muksa. So you're allowed to touch the tablet. You're allowed even to eat on the table if you wanted to. Because eating the table, you're not allowed to use muksa. You're not moving the muksa. So you're going to move the table. It's all going to be mutter. As long as you're not going to be metal in there, it's going to be mutter. Vodin. Shemutter league up in menorah shebeis knesses. You can even touch the candelabra in the base knesses. Vaneras dokonos adogas love. And the neras are lit on it. Ubilvad shelo yinanea. As long as you do not shake the candle, both because you're going to makarev the shemen, and B, because now you're shaking muksa. You're not allowed to shake muksa, you're allowed to touch muksa, very important muksa din over here. You're allowed to touch muksa, you're not allowed to go ahead and move muksa. Ad time for today.